The Southern Anglers Radio Show is sponsored by Real and Outdoors Media.
And my buddy goes, "You want to go fishing in the morning?" I'm like, "Daggone, get enough." Right? And he said, "Well, we need to be on the lake at 5 a.m. Come again."
It's time to drop your line in the water and hook up with the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
Went fishing one time for catfish using shrimp as bait, which makes no sense at all. Does that make any sense? Fishing for a fish that's $2 a pound with a fish that's $9.99 a pound?
If you've got something working this morning, then why not share with your fellow fishermen? Call us up at 843-652-3776.
Boca Raton, that's one of those words I just like to say. It is a Boca Raton.
Is it Boca Raton?
You can say it like all suave, like Boca Raton. You know, it's like kind of a cool word to say.
Fishing advice, boating safety tips, and the latest news with area events centered around the water, all coming up over the next 2 hours.
When I got into television, he was pretty much my idol. And I really wanted to be Jose Wahebe, but I was a little too short and a lot too heavy.
Your hosts for Southern Anglers Radio, Captain E and Kenny Moore.
Good morning, fishheads. The Southern Anglers Radio Show is on the air.
Coming to you live from the Sparks Toyota Tundra Studio, where the dealer is always in.
And for all you fishheads out there, you notice that's not the voice of Captain E. Sitting next to me here in the studio this morning, we've got Tony, the Bassmaster Carter, and we've got Mike Brady. It takes two people to fill one guy's shoes, evidently.
We got the new Swamp Donkey with us.
The Bassmaster, man. You're the Bassmaster. That's your radio persona, remember?
That's a fictional character.
It is indeed. But Captain E, he's actually fishing today.
Yes, he is. He went with Rayburn Poston on the Salt League.
Yep.
And he's taking a couple of youngsters out there and trying to put them all a little bit of fish this morning.
Yeah, they're required to have a driver. And these folks, these young fellows lost their driver, evidently. Something came up. And Captain E did a good deed for the day, I guess you call it. And he stepped in there, and now he's captaining the boat for these fellows. And they're going to be fishing for bass today.
He's probably doing jumping jacks in the back of the boat right about now to try to warm up. He forgot all his heavy duck gear this morning. He felt kind of out of place, but he'll remember where he's at by the time that boat stops.
You got that right. It's going to be a cold ride for them this morning, for everybody in that Salt Lake. They got a pretty good amount of boats in there from what I understand. And, you know, they're fishing out of Georgetown down there. Yeah, the Carroll Campbell boat ramp.
Carroll Campbell. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And they got their choice to fish redfish or bass.
I heard they was going to have just about as many doing bass as there was redfish today. It's going to be I think this is their last one for the year.
I think so. And if I know if
I
it
believe
were
this
me.
Is. It's like the championship round for the Salt League, the Student Anglers League Tournament Trail.
Right.
Is what SALT stands for.
You got to give those kids credit. I mean, it takes heart to get up and go in this cold weather, but they've done it.
It
kind of seems like the season's backwards. You think it would be starting right now as the fishing's starting to pick up, but they've been going at it all winter and doing good, tough kids.
I would talk them into turning left and going up the sand pit this morning.
Well, today, it's a little chilly out there this morning, but I'm sure they've all fished in worse at one point in time.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Because it is going to be, according to Weather Underground, which is the weather I always look at, it's going to be 55 degrees a day.
It's just a matter of when it gets there.
Yeah, it's sunny, and the wind, I guess, is not as bad as what we had been thinking. So it's not going to be that bad later on. First few hours, it's going to remind. It'll be like us up there in Lake Moultrie there a few weeks ago.
That was a little chilly that morning.
Man, was that ever! It was so brutally cold we couldn't even hardly fish.
It was terrible.
We had a cooler full of beer in the boat, of course, you know, and we couldn't even drink beer. It was too cold for a beer.
I seen y'all posted where y'all went up there, and I kept waiting on y'all to post reports all day long. I was waiting. Well, they're going to put up some pictures here shortly, and I never seen or heard nothing.
The only thing we're going to take pictures of was each other because we didn't catch any fish.
I don't know that I'd put that on the air, Kenny.
Why not, man? You know, you got to take the good with the bad when it comes to fishing.
Well, that's right. You got to put your time in. If you know, it just doesn't happen overnight.
That's the way I see it. You know, as a two-time winner of the Angler of the Year with the Grand Strand Saltwater Anglers, you know, I had to throw that out there. But the folks in the fish club always ask me, "How do you catch so many fish?" And I tell them, it's simple. I keep bait in the water. You know, I go.
Well, that's right.
you
got to go.
That's the key. Yeah,
that's
you're not going to catch them from the couch or the porch. Yeah. So.
Well, Tony can talk more about this than I can, but in competitive bass
fishing. I don't believe that. I don't think anybody can talk more about something than
please.
You, Mike.
But he'll tell you how many hours you put in bass fishing for each fish you catch. It's a phenomenal number of hours.
Yeah.
You can go one fish every 7,642 cast, or you can go one every cast for 5 minutes. It's always a challenge. You never know.
You know, Captain E was a guest on The Drive with Pat Payone yesterday morning. He did a great job. I listened to it. But Pat was like, oh, yeah, you're going to teach them boys something. I'm like, little do they know. They're going to teach it. Captain E's going to come back with all kind of bass knowledge.
Well, did you hear what he did yesterday on the golf course?
No, I never got a report on that.
That was funny.
He took his daughter's little fishing pole.
Now, I did know, yeah. He was talking about that yesterday.
He put it in his bag, and when they got to one hole, he took it out and whipped it out there and caught a pound and a half bass during the
golf. Isn't that something?
A little army rod about 2 foot long.
Unbelievable.
I always tell people, you know, if you want to catch a 10-pound bass, go to a pond.
Your odds are a lot better.
You got that right.
Especially on a golf course pond. They feed them good.
Especially on golf courses that don't allow you to fish. You know, there's like a little underground network of golf course pond fishermen around here.
No, that's so true, especially down the south end of the beach.
They wear their like ghillie suits like a sniper, you know, and crawl across a fairway to a pond.
He told us that he when they played golf yesterday, he didn't realize it, but he had somebody playing with him, and he's like, this guy's like driving 350 yards.
And what?
He was getting whipped the whole front nine, so he finally Googled the guy and found out he was ranked number two in the world.
What in the world, man? What's he doing here?
I don't know. Evidently playing golf and playing real good at it from what I
heard.
Wow. Yeah, he's a really good
golfer. If he can impress Captain E at golf, then he's doing pretty good because I haven't golfed with Captain E yet. But I'm going to.
They say he's pretty good at
it. Yeah, I've always been told don't bet him any money.
No, I wouldn't do that. No. No, not at all.
When I play golf, the groundskeeper's got to follow me around because I just don't take divots, man. I mean, I think it's like shovelfuls.
Well, it's like I'm digging a new irrigation trench out there for him.
Yeah. You know? Well, I've hit divots farther than my golf ball.
Oh, God, yes. I'll stick with fishing.
And that really sucks when your divot goes so far, you have to get in the golf cart to go get it to bring it back. That's why I stick with fishing.
Absolutely.
I'm better at fishing than I am at golf by far. Yeah. Captain D was worried about the wind yesterday on the golf course. And I guess that, to me, I play so bad, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
wind
matter
can
to
only
me.
Help me.
It doesn't matter to me.
I think say it might blow my slice kind of back into fairway.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hit it into the wind. Right?
I have to be very careful about what golf courses I play. I don't like playing on those golf courses, and most of them around here are like it, where they have the houses that line the fairways. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just, you know, that's like a magnet for my ball.
Yeah, well, I usually carry a home repair card from some of my buddies.
There you go.
And I just leave it in the doors when I get
business,
through.
Business, man. Yeah, there you go. Leave it in the
Need
door.
A window replace? Call this guy.
After Jay Bass plays around by your house, you need a number and you need some repairs.
Allstate.
That bad. When's the last time you golfed, Mike?
Oh, I was on the course about 6 years ago.
Really? It's about how long it's been since I've played, I think.
Yeah.
Five, six years.
But I haven't even thought about playing in 6 years.
Yeah, me neither. My golf clubs are in my storage shed, man, in the corner buried behind garden tools.
Right.
Trade them in for a wheelbarrow. Some new rod and reels.
Well, I just, you know, nothing against golfers. I mean, a lot of my family are avid golfers, like Englises and everybody. I'm just a fisherman. It's going to be hard-pressed to get me to go play golf or go flounder fishing. I'm going flounder fishing. That's just what I enjoy.
Yeah, same here.
Not much choice there.
No, not much choice.
The weather's
at all.
Nice enough to golf. It's nice enough to fish.
Exactly.
So I'm going fishing.
You can do like you. You can sneak the Barbie rod and catch a few fish. And
now, see, that would be a cool thing to do. You know, you just pay your cart fees, get out there, and just don't even get the golf clubs out. Just drive right on by the first tee and go to the.
What do you mean I can't fish? I paid my fees.
That's right. I'm supposed to be on this course.
That's right.
At $95 a round, I think you should have a little leeway there.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to hitch up Bikini Bottom and go this afternoon. I'm going to wait a little bit.
Might not be a bad idea when it warms up a little bit.
And 55 degrees, sunny's not bad.
You're coming to the river or are you going salt?
No, you know I ain't going to go to the river, man.
What you
Come
need?
On. What you thinking, man?
We got the big mouth inlet bass bunch and the Wakawachi big, really big bass battles starting up.
Wow, we changed the name. We added a few adjectives to that one, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really big.
Y'all got me confused. Well, I don't even know the name of my own club.
That's the big bass battle.
Yeah. Right, that's on Thursday.
That's the Thursday. Big Bass Battle, which starts this Thursday.
It actually supposed to start this Thursday, the 16th, at 6 o'clock.
And then we got the Big Mouth Bass Battle.
The 26th of March. Yeah. Rusty Hooks is the 25th, and the Big Mouth Bass Club of Merle's Inlet is the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to all be tired come Monday.
Got that right. Yeah.
Two days of fishing, that's going to be...
Well, then CCA.
What could be better?
CCA is Friday.
And CCA is Friday.
So it's 24th, 25th, 26th.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I've done that many times now. Coming off of that CCA banquet on a Friday evening and then going straight fishing early on a Saturday morning. But that was before, you know, that was long before this show started. But.
Right.
Matter of fact, we're coming up, folks. That's another thing I got to announce. We're coming up on next week will be our 3-year on the air anniversary.
Outstanding.
The Southern Anglers Radio Show is getting old.
How many listeners are we up to now?
I don't know, man. I don't know. What do you think, Remy?
I do not know. I would not know those numbers.
That voice belongs to Remy the producer, folks. Remy the producer is back in the control room.
It's been a while.
Welcome back.
It has been a while. Remy's a busy man. Truly.
Very busy.
You were doing the robotics competition last week, wasn't you?
I was.
We got a crumb looking through the window
Thursday,
over
Friday,
here.
Saturday.
Now, that is a scary sight.
Is that a homeless person out there?
We got Captain Crumb outside the studio. You know you're doing good when you got groupies that just kind of hang out outside your window.
Looking in the window like a
stalker. I feel like, what is that, Good Morning America? Who does that, where they got the people in the background just kind of staring like
fools?
I think
it's Good Morning America. It's a place to be at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, why not? Just come here and come to the studio and stand outside the window.
Absolutely.
We let him in. It's like some homeless guy out there.
We didn't know whether to shut the shades and lock the doors or what.
Well, Jerry, welcome to the studio, buddy. Folks, we got Captain Crumb here now. He stopped by for a visit with us this morning. We're just going to make a party out of it today is what we're going to do. But you got busy. You got work to do today, do you not? I think your mic is off.
Yes. It's off.
Now it's on. You're a busy man today, right?
I'm running around. I'll be a waymaster here.
That's right. You are the waymaster with salt. As a matter of fact, you know, Captain E's down there right now. I wonder where he's at, man. Think he's heading up the Waccamaw River right about now at 60 miles an hour?
I know where I got told a good guess. Him to go, and it was probably the shortest out of all his runs, and that's probably the one he took this morning, as cold as he would be running with out his duck gear this morning, so them kids are liable to be stuck there for a while. He might not be too enthused about running again.
Well, we're looking at the big screen TV here in the studio, and like I said, there we go. But look, they're showing winds north at 10 to 15, 55 degrees, but that's still not that bad, man. I think I'm going to head out there today.
You should.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I'm probably going to wait till about 11, 12, hitch up the old Bikini Bottom and head on. I was going to go striper fishing with Brian Costello up there and fish on.
I thought that's what
charter,
you was
or fish
today.
On outfitters. Yeah, and he called me yesterday and he said, man, let's wait for better weather. Maybe Cap Brian's getting old or something, man. I mean, you know, the weather's just scaring him off a little bit. But we were going to go up there and try that, our hand at striper fishing.
Yes.
That was our whole plan for the whole week. But Captain Brian did some pre-fishing up there this week. And he didn't have much luck, so he's like, let's hold off on this for a minute, and we're going to try it again next week, I think so.
Yeah, but stripers like this weather.
You know, stripers, they don't seem to care.
None.
They swim around in the coldest water they can find. I think so. But there's been a few caught up there, but I think right now, Captain Brian said he wants to put us on to 10 fish, not one fish.
That would be a good day.
Yeah.
If we get some rain tomorrow, the fresh water will help get them in.
Mm-hmm.
It'll pull another batch up. You coming on full moon here, so everything's lining up.
I haven't seen anybody that caught any like down in Winyah Bay, Georgetown area, or in the river. Usually every year I'll see a few pictures, you know, I get a few reports of them down there. But I think it might be a little early because I think it's usually like April when they start swimming up the river.
Yeah, actually, Dan Connolly, Captain Dan, he went out with a friend of his and they did pretty good. Was a week, maybe January.
And they what?
They got bass in down January.
They got a striper in January? In Ocean Striper?
Yep.
I'll be darned.
Yep. They run right through the Georgetown Landing.
Yeah. I think those things are hit or miss, you know,
yeah.
Around here.
I keep telling them about the striper fishing down in Georgetown, but they've yet to catch any, but They there. I've caught tons of them down there at the right time.
Well, they'll come through the bay and they'll run up to PD, go up that way.
I've heard people catch them at Sandy Island.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Well, the way the water temperature's been this year, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, it's been relatively warm, you know, real warm year for us. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if they don't start running pretty thick here.
Well, hopefully that'll start before next week. I want to get out there with Captain Brian Costello. We'll get it done. But we got to take a break, folks. We'll be right back here on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. Fish or boat in America. It's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
Become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
It's an American tradition that captures the focus of millions of fans a year, the men's basketball tournament. This year, we're stepping into the Hysteria by giving you a chance to win $1 million. Jump into the buzzer-beating action by entering your picks in our Million Dollar Madness Bracket. Make a perfect pick? That's a Million Dollar Bracket. Visit Sports Radio 100.3, the team's website, TeamMyrtleBeach.com, and register for your chance to win the Million Dollar Madness Bracket. The top five leading brackets will win a great prize courtesy of Backyard Sports Bar and Grill.
Hello, sports fans. March is upon us, and the Backyard Sports Bar and Grill is going to be your number one destination for all of your NCAA tournament action with over 50 TVs inside and out. Happy hour 7 days a week, daily food specials on the waterway, and the best staff on the beach. If you're looking for a place to watch your favorite game, look no further. The Backyard Sports Bar and Grill has it all. Located at 9701 North Kings Highway in Myrtle Beach. Call and book the ultimate man cave today.
We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites.
And we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal when you go to Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Hi, it's Craig Dellariba from Cumulus Media, and I'm currently interviewing for the right person to join my sales and marketing team. Have you ever thought what it would be like to work at a radio station? Conga lines around the cubicles, karaoke in the employee lounge, a beer tap in the kitchen, and the clothing expense account. Hey, it's a little secret we have. We get paid to have fun. Don't believe me? Well, okay, I don't blame you. We really don't conga, but Vicky has been known to start a little kick line in the hallway. Karaoke? Nope. And there's not a beer tap either, but we do have a bottled water cooler. And no expense account for clothes. but I will give you a radio station t-shirt from the station prize closet. Seriously, working at Cumulus Media, home of this station, is fun, a bit crazy, and rewarding. I'm looking for career-minded individuals. Prior outside sales experience is helpful, but not required. So call me, Craig Dallariva, at 843-656-1605. 843-656-1605.
Cumulus is an equal opportunity employer. Cumulus, the power of radio.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fish heads, we are back on the air.
Coming to you live from the Sparks Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
You are hanging right in there on that one, man.
He's giving it a try.
Excellent live reader right there, man.
I can't do as good as
the Bassmaster. Yeah. Hey, we got to talk about some events we got coming up, man.
That's right. We got the event at Marshall's.
That's next week. That's how we're celebrating our third year anniversary of being on the air.
You're going to do remote from there?
Yeah, we're going to be live from there. Folks can come and watch us do the show, you know, interact with us. You know how much we love that. We had a great time at the boat show every year. We do that. And I mean, we've done those things everywhere. And this time, it'll be our second time to Marshall's Marine in Georgetown.
Oh, that's a great place to be.
But we're not just going to be doing a live remote from there. Live remote's kind of the kickoff celebration to a whole, you know, not a whole day, but a half a day of great seminar speakers going on there. Food.
Jay Bache is speaking.
Here's a list. I got it right in front of me.
Right in front of you.
We got Captain Jay Bache from Fishful Thinking Guide Service. We got Captain Jason the Flounder Pounder Burton. From the Merle's Inlet Fishing Center. And our good buddy Captain Fred Work of Sweet Tea Charter is going to be there. Fred's one of the best seminar givers you could ever listen to. I don't know if you've ever heard Fred do his thing.
He's really good.
He's awesome. Now this is a guy that I don't think he's done a seminar before. It's Captain Robert Strickland.
Robert, well, he can tell you anything in the world about catching ocean.
You know, he's coming out of Crazy Sister Marina.
Right.
He's getting off the New Inlet Princess, which I think is in dry dock still at the moment. But he's the captain of the New Inlet Princess. Which
he's done it a long time.
He knows his business. He's going to see how good he is at giving a seminar here next week.
Right. Well, Jason went with us up to Marshall's in Lake City, and he gave a talk, and he did real.
Jason's
well.
Excellent too. He's an old pro at it. Yeah, he's been doing seminars for a long time. And we got Captain Randall Robinson. He captains the Sea Rake out of Crazy Sister Marina.
Wow.
Yeah, Captain Randall's excellent, man.
Yes, he is.
He's every one of them guys, except like I said, Captain Robert Strickland, have done seminars before, and every one of them has actually been the guest speakers at our at the Grand Strand Saltwater Anglers Association monthly meetings. They've been several of them, like Captain Fred Rourke. He's been there. He's done it several times, and he does seminars everywhere. Jason, Randall, they've all been there and done their thing at the with the Grand Strand Saltwater Anglers. And I tell you, that's a little tougher because you speak for like an hour and a half there.
Right.
And, these aren't going to be as long.
Well, I spoke at that one for you one time. And
yes,
it was like,
you did.
Boy, how long can you talk about sheephead?
Uh-huh. Well, when it's you talking, it can be pretty long.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready to tell everybody to pack a sandwich, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I tell you what. I said that again. But when Senator Stephen Goldfinch was at the meeting there month before last?
That's right.
I thought they was never going to let that poor guy go.
Oh, well. We got off the wildlife status there for a little bit.
And How often do you get a captive audience with a senator, with a state senator, you know? They had him in the room. The door was closed. He wasn't getting out.
Yeah, they put the firearm down and everything. He was not going anywhere. He did really good.
The fishing legislation stuff lasted about 5 minutes, and then we went 2 hours of
golf cart,
taxes, gas tax. It was everything.
But anyway, at the Marshall's deal, we're going to cook. Rusty Hooks is throwing the fish fry for everybody.
Yeah, and thanks for doing that.
Yeah, and he's going to, I think, what did you guys say, 70 people?
Yeah, we're going to cap it at 70. And the best part of this, folks, is it is priced right. It's free.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing beats that.
Can't go wrong with a free seminar. And this will probably be the last seminar of the year, you know.
Right.
Seminars kind of taper off once the weather gets good and people start fishing. So this is an excellent opportunity to come and attend a great seminar. Look at some great boats, too. Now, Marshall Marine, that's no joke down there, man.
He's got a few of those, but you got to let English or Kenny know that if you're coming.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get some calls here. We need to get some reserve seating with only 70 spots. That's a whole lot of fish for us to fry. We need to know if you're coming. So.
And if you've never been to a Rusty Hook fish fry, which you probably most people probably haven't because it's a very exclusive dictatorial type.
Benevolent dictator.
Benevolent dictator himself here. It's an invitation club, but the cooking is awesome.
Yeah, we can
Man.
Do it. We can do it.
Good
yeah.
food, great prices on boats, great seminars. Got a chance to learn a lot from a lot of smart
And plus people. That, you get to watch the Southern Anglers crew do their thing live.
That's right.
Yeah, we're leaving our little closet of a studio here next week. We're taking the show on the road, taking the Toyota Tundra studio with us.
The dealer's always in.
Yeah, the dealer's always in. We're going to be in Marshall's Marine in Georgetown next week, celebrating our third anniversary.
Third anniversary.
Yeah. That's and I tell you what, you know, this is going to be, we've got this next week, and then a week after that, the CCA, Welcome All Chapters, celebrating conservation banquet.
In Merle's Inlet, right?
In Merle's Inlet at the Sunnyside Plantation where it's been for the last three or four years, 5 years. It's been there for a while now. Which is a great place to have it as long as the weather's good.
Shoot, I might have to take off a little work next week to get lined up for this coming weekend. CCA, two tournaments. Mm-hmm.
The CCA banquet's on March 24th. That's a Friday night event starting at 6 and then at 10. And then, of course, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of after parties.
No.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
That would never happen.
I think so. I think so. Yeah, that's next. That's next. Not next Friday, but the Friday after that. Right after. So next week we're taking a show on the road. Week after that, we're going to be down there at the Sunnyside Plantation on Friday night.
That's a good time.
Man, that is a good time. And, you know, a lot of folks, the CCA, if you don't know, stands for Coastal Conservation Association. And there are some folks out there that don't agree with everything that they do. But the fact is we all agree on some of the things that they do.
Well, that's the whole point. You're never going to get two or three or five people to agree 100% on everything.
No, because they do a lot of good stuff, and this is an excellent way to support what they do.
Right.
Because they do a lot of good things.
What would we have if we didn't have groups like CCA?
Yeah, that's right. Protecting the resources for everybody.
Right. Think about on the reverse side. What if there weren't groups like that?
Well, you know, I know there's always been that little battle between recreational and commercial regulations and all that stuff, and there's a lot of groups out there that support and protect the interest of commercial fishermen, and there should be.
Absolutely.
CCA is strictly looking out for the recreational guys.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the commercial guys, you know, we need them.
Absolutely, man.
You know, if you want to go to have a seafood dinner at Lee's Inlet Kitchen, where do you think it comes from? You know, that's what it's all about. And these folks have every right to go out there and use our resources anybody else does.
There's nothing I like better than walking up into 7C Seafood Market and buying a fresh slab of fish.
Well, that's the only way you get them, Kenny. That's just...
Hey, you're not supposed to tell my secrets, man, you know? Yeah.
I couldn't resist that one.
Yeah.
His fly wheel's full and his pockets are empty.
Yeah. Oh, Kenny, you walked right into that one.
I did, Mike, and you drove that nail right down, buddy.
He's like Captain E. He's over here multitasking.
I am. Speaking of Captain E, he's texting me back and forth. So
he's texting.
He's texting. So he must not be driving a boat. They must be on their first fishing hole or something.
He's probably hunkered down in that boat right now, trying to stay warm.
I'll tell you, Captain E will be at the CCA banquet.
Oh, yeah.
On the 24th as well. He's always fun to hang around with.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
I don't know if you've ever been out with him, you know, or anything, but.
Or if you ever want to go out with him again.
That's
more like it. Well, right. Are you brave enough to go out with him twice?
Twice.
The second time. First time it's your fault. First time it's his fault. Second time it's your fault.
Exactly.
Yeah,
every time.
That's how it works.
That's right. That's too good.
He'll try anything once or twice.
Or maybe a third time. Yep. You never know.
He's definitely full of energy. Let's put it that way.
Indeed. Not only do we have all these events to look forward to, but we got a lot of fishing to look forward to as well.
It's starting up. Mm-hmm. It's starting to.
We're not far from, you know, and we haven't really started talking about it yet, but we're not far from the spring flounder tournament either.
Well,
April 22nd.
Right.
22nd this year?
Mm-hmm. 22nd.
Was that a month and a week or something like that?
Yeah, that's getting close.
That's not far away.
Mm-hmm.
Especially start getting a little age to you. A month is nothing, you know?
A month is nothing. You got that right.
Heard where we're at on the dredging in the inlet?
I have no idea. When we talked to Ned, maybe we'll ask Ned about that. He's right there on the inlet. He might know. He don't know. He's shaking his head. Don't ask me that question, buddy. Because I'll give you an answer, but it won't be true.
They're out of the creeks.
We've got Rayburn Poston.
We do.
On the line. Oh,
okay. Well, let's bring old Rayburn on the line here. Let's see if we can hear Rayburn.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rayburn. How's it going, my friend?
We blasted about 27 boats off for salt on our last trail to championships today.
Way to go, man. What's the ratio to reds to bass folks?
2-1 bass, and English drew number 3, so he's going to be all right, but Chris Denny's driving his son Cooper, and he drew number 2, so depends on what bass boat is faster.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're probably both in a race to get to the same spot.
Well, I can't wait to hear. I think, you know, Captain, he's going to be calling in a couple times, giving us updates, and so I can't wait to hear from him.
Yeah, that's great, man. And we had a good turnout. We actually had more kids join today. It's really growing. I appreciate the Southern Anglers Radio Show and Coastal Angler and word of mouth for the good old boys in the inlet, like the Rusty Hooks, getting it out there for the kids.
Well, we appreciate what you do for those kids, man. That's a great program you got going, and it deserves every bit of that popularity that it's getting.
Well, it's our program. It belongs to the community. It's only going to grow as long as the community wants it to.
That's right. That's right. And it seems to be doing real well.
Yeah, I got Greg Holzlauser. He and I are riding with Gullah Boy, Captain Mike McDonald today. We're going to ride around North Inlet, check on the boys, and
are you with
maybe
Captain,
pull
are
in
you,
a fish.
Are you with Captain Mike right now?
No, I'm actually riding down the South Island Ferry. He likes to launch from the ferry.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I see him down there all the time, or his truck at least. He's a hard man to find once he gets out on the water.
Oh, yeah.
Rayburn, if you
he
get a chance.
He knows what he's doing now.
He does. Captain Mike's great. You know, he's been a guest on the show many times.
If you get a chance, Rayburn, ask Mike to give us a striper report down on Georgetown. Let us know what they're doing.
Okay. I'll see them in about 10 minutes. They got a jump on me. I had to pack up the goodies and get down here.
Well, that sounds good, man.
Yeah, man. Well, I enjoyed the show, and I appreciate you guys doing it.
Well, thanks for listening, man, and we'll see you later.
God bless y'all.
All right, Rayburn. See you, buddy.
Good luck to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I believe it's time to take a break right now. Yeah, it certainly is. Folks, we're going to get some commercials in. We'll be back in like 2 minutes, so stay tuned. This is the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear. Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
Become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
The spring clearance event is underway at Island. Right now, save big on Jeep. A new Jeep Patriot or a new Jeep Renegade, your choice, only $16,888. Or how about a new Dodge Journey for only $16,990? Or a new Ram truck for just $197 a month? Island will pay off your trade no matter how much you owe and lower your monthly payment. See the full selection at islandchrysler.com, then head to Pauley's Island. Island Chrysler.
Doing business the way it should be done.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
The savings are happening right now at Macy's Super Weekend Sale. Get 50 to 75% savings store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Save on separates and sportswear for her, now 25% off. Handbags, hats, and more, 25 to 40% off. Men's suits, 50 to 60% off. And Samsonite luggage, 50% off. Right now at Macy's Super Weekend Sale. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
Hi,
I'm Courtney Martin, and I'm supporting Coastal Carolina March for Babies to remember my son Daxton and celebrate my daughter Allie. Whether you've had a child born premature or with a birth defect or suffered input loss, or maybe you're just celebrating your healthy family, you have a reason to walk on April 29th. To start your fundraising team, go to marchforbabies.org. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, philanthropist.com, gold sponsors Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina, Grand Strand Medical Center, and Publix. Media sponsors ABC 15, The Sun News, and Cumulus Broadcasting.
Get ready for country music's party of the year, the 52nd
Academy of Country Music Awards.
Sunday, April 2nd, 8, 7 Central, live on CBS. Woo! Country's biggest stars will take to the stage live from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Feel like a heart.
The 52nd ACM Awards, hosted by Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley. Sunday, April 2nd, 8, 7 Central, live on CBS.
We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites.
And we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal when you go to Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, Fishheads, a really, really big show is back on the air.
Coming to you live from Sports Toyota Tundra Studio, where the dealer is always in.
And we have a really special guest on the line. We have Captain E.
I don't know if I'd call it special.
You're special.
I tell you what, I'm specially frozen right now.
I tell you, man, we've been talking about that, man. It has to be a little chilly ride on that bass boat this morning.
Dude, it was, but I tell you what, this skeeter got us here quick. We were here quick. I've been trying to call. I know y'all are busy. Show sounds great. We just figured out Jackson's actually one of the few bass boats that has a radio on it.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, he stopped by Livewire and got him a good radio put on here, stereo put on here, but, you know, it's hard to pick it up. We don't have a good antenna, so I had you guys on the phone listening to Rayburn call in, and, yeah, what a great turnout today, man. I'll tell you what.
That's awesome. I wish you could be here and see the setup we got going right now.
I'd love to see it.
We have Mike and the Bassmaster, Tony, sharing your headset. They've got one in each ear, and their heads are right up close to each other. So they can hear you. You know, we only have two headsets in here. So they're sharing they're sharing it, and it's pretty funny. We need to put that on Facebook.
Oh, no, we don't. Good morning, boys. Good morning.
Good morning, E. How's the fishing going?
Hey, Tony, we just started working, Tony. I got back in here. You know, that I'm at that spot where we were talking about. You turned me on to. We got back in here. We came in the first, we're in that first creek, working the bank hard, dude. That tide's still coming in. You know, with that full moon, it's going to be pretty grotesquely high anyway.
That's not very specific. We're in the first creek.
I'm supposed to go the first one to the right, Tony?
Well, you're supposed to take a left and then a right.
Was it the left and then a right?
We took a left and a right. I'm telling you what, dude. It looks so fishy back here. It looks awesome. And I'm getting up close and personal with baits in my face right now because I'm sitting on the pedestal on the back seat and these boys are casting like champs. I'm tasting all these things. But guess what? Unlike the other day, Tony, these boys have not caught a tree yet.
Captain 10 trees.
Have not caught a tree yet.
You tell them not to do.
Have you, did you tell Kenny my new nickname?
Did I tell Kenny what?
My new nickname.
Yeah, that's his new nickname. Captain 10 Trees Wampum Stump.
Captain 10 Trees, huh?
Wampum. Captain 3 Trees Wampum.
Root Hugger.
Sounds like me, man.
The Root Hugger.
Yeah.
In 15 minutes, he only lost like $87 worth of chatterbaits and spinnerbaits.
Floor carbon.
I don't know, somewhere around $30 worth of floor carbon.
Well, that could be our new nicknames. Tree Hugger, and I'd be Doc Snagger.
Doc Snagger and the crab catcher.
Well,
the crab trap catcher.
Tree hooker,
Doc Snagger.
That's the only thing he didn't hang because we wasn't around any dogs. He called him a Mike. He called him a Yamaha.
Well, he's fishing with a couple pros today, man. Bowman and Jackson are going to take him to school.
It's amazing how accurate these boys are casting. I'm just watching it, man. It is sick. I mean, Jackson over here just did a triple skip like I used to do with rocks throwing them on the pond.
Yeah.
He's over here just did a triple skip right between two stumps. But we're going to beat the base hard through here. And honestly, I mean, Tony, you know what we're waiting on. We're waiting on the tide to switch later.
Oh, yeah.
But we're trying to catch a kicker fish back in here.
Hey, so let's give the fish heads a little insight on what bait are the fellas using.
Well, right now we got Mr. Bowman over here throwing buzz bait, I think. And
uh-oh.
You got over there? You got a swim bait? Yeah. Little soft plastic. Jackson's throwing a top secret white soft plastic bait.
The Bassmaster did not react well to the buzz bait.
Well, Tony, we're open to advice, but we're open to advice.
Slow down.
Yeah, we are.
Full moon, big cold front, high skies, yeah. Slow down and pace yourself.
Hey, can we get out and walk over to one of these ponds and go fishing?
We were talking about that earlier. What a secret weapon that would be.
This pond across the road looks awesome. Hey, Kenny, did you hear the story about my bass I caught yesterday in the golf tournament?
I did. Mike told me that story this morning, man. That's too cool.
Well, you know, after finding out that the player I was playing with was number two in the country in NCAA golf, as a sophomore, I kind of was utterly embarrassed with my terrible golf game. But I had brought Peanut's little new rod that she got from Mr. Jerry Wells and had it rigged up with a spinnerbait. And after knocking a ball into a pond, I decided that I would walk up to the pond and look for my ball and make some casts. And on the third cast, I caught about a pound and a halfer. And I tell you what, that little rod, it was all it could do to handle that thing.
I bet that was fun.
It was all it could do. But, yeah, it was a great time, I tell you. I'd like to spend more time casting, but we were playing too quick. I didn't have time to fish on as many ponds as I wanted to. But great idea. I tell you what, it makes for a it helps take a little of the stress from the golf game out. But my partners got a little upset. They said that I was more worried about being able to fish than I was about playing golf.
How can you not?
Well, you know, I know the Dunes Club, and I know not many people get to fish out there. So I figured, heck, what the heck? I need to bring the rod out there and try it. But we had a good time.
It was fun representing Sparks Toyota in that. You know, they're having the Hackler Coastal Carolina big golf tournament out there today and tomorrow with big college teams. I mean, they had LSU. The kid I was with was from LSU. They got NC State, Wake Forest, North Florida. They've got two teams that have won the national championships in golf in the last 4 years playing in it. So it's a good big college event. But I tell you what, nothing more fun than pulling up this morning and seeing all these high school kids out here to go fishing.
Yeah, that's excellent. You know what? I have a question for you. Are you going to be able to stick to your guns and watch the fishing and not partake in it?
Man. You know, right now I am feeling Mike Brady's pain from the other day when he was with us and not fishing in the back of the boat when he was supposed to be the cameraman.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I won't have any trouble. I mean, my problem is I don't want to make a cast in any of these areas and catch a big fish because then, then it's cost them a big fish in the bag. So I'm going to sit back in the back of the boat and do my best. I should have brought handcuffs probably and just let them put them on me when we started fishing, and I'll just sit back here and use the handcuffs. I can still text and wear handcuffs.
Yeah.
As Mike and Tony can tell you, I you know, and Kenny, you know, too, I'm pretty good at texting. I can figure out some way to do it. But we're going to beat the banks here and work around here, and then we're going to head up the PD River and do some fishing when this tide switches and starts falling. But it's, you know, for right now, again, it's a kind of a waiting on the tide game, and hope we can find a nice kicker fish in here or, you know, get on some fish in here. But Tony, we're sitting in 62 degree water after that chilly night. That's not bad.
That's real good.
That's you're right where you want to be.
And Tony, it's a nice chocolate. You know, I mean, in the Black River, I mean, it's that nice chocolate color.
Conditions are right.
The conditions are perfect. We just got to get on the fish, you know. But I'm like I said, I'm going to let these boys sit here and cast and beat the heck out of the banks, and I'm going to sit back here and commentate and listen to you guys. And why don't we do this? Who you got in the studio with you other than Mike and Tony?
Hey, we got a load of folks in here. We got Captain Ned Campbell sitting here. We got Captain Crumb, Jerry Condenzio himself sitting in here. We've got a big party going on, Captain. He wish he was here.
What is Crumb doing there, not down here? What, did he take the week off from his job?
Killing some time. He's got a little time. He'll be down here.
Wow.
Soon. Yeah.
Good deal.
He's making a special guest appearance here on the big on the really, really big show with us. And then he's going to head down there and do his job.
Oh, yeah, the Waymaster. The Waymaster.
The Waymaster today.
I sent him a text message this morning. We can't talk about it on the radio, but I sent him a text message this morning, and it took him a while to figure it out.
He said he sent you a text message this morning that took you a minute to figure out. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about
hey,
that later.
but here's what we'll do. I'll give you guys a shout. We'll give it a couple segments, and we'll listen in, and I'll give you guys a call back sometime right after the 8 o'clock hour.
That
good?
Sounds good. Or if one of the fellows hook a really nice fish, man, give us a call and give us the play by play.
I will, buddy.
Remy,
I will.
Remy has been instructed to whenever you call, you go right through.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm gonna do too. I'll put some video on the Facebook page too, some live video. I'll go live on the Facebook page.
There we go, Fish Heads. Check out the Facebook page, Southern Anglers. See some live action. Bass tournament
fishing.
All right,
buddy. All right. Well, y'all, listen, y'all have a great time, and we're going to be listening in. And as soon as we get a fish on or sometime right after 8 o'clock hour, I'll call you guys right back. Okay?
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Catch you, Guppy.
Later, guys.
Well, that doesn't sound like they're suffering too bad down there.
I know where he's at, and he's protected from the wind, but it doesn't look like there's any wind blowing right
now. Yeah, so I think the wind's negligible. That's why I think I'm going to head on out there today. It was kind of surprising that the wind laid down. Yeah.
It's going to be a nice day.
I think
nice
so, day. Too. I can't miss it. Are you going to fish today?
I'm talking myself into it.
Is that right?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want, you go with me, man. You jump on Bikini Bottom. Go with me.
I may do it. I have to see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm going to go out there.
Then again, it doesn't take me long to make that decision.
That's
to
right.
Do it.
So. Well, when you're only a block away from the boat ramp.
Right.
pretty easy decision to make, huh?
Well, do I feel like hooking up the boat?
Yeah. Just making that long drive, 100 yards.
I could hook it up to one of my John Deere's and pull it down there,
I guess.
You
just pulled up on the mud in front of Big Dave's, man.
Yeah. Throw an anchor out, right?
Yeah.
Put a big red circle on it.
Yeah.
I work here, man.
That would work really good. All right. It's that time again. We got to take a break, folks. When we get back, we're going to talk to Captain Ned Campbell from Earl's Inn and Outpost. So stay tuned. This is the Southern Angler's Radio Show and 100.3 The Team.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear. Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour. Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
Become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
It's an American
American tradition that captures the focus of millions of fans a year, the men's basketball tournament. This year, we're stepping into the hysteria by giving you a chance to win $1 million. Jump into the buzzer-beating action by entering your picks in our Million Dollar Madness bracket. Make a perfect pick? That's a Million Dollar Bracket. Visit Sports Radio 100.3, the team's website, teammyrtlebeach.com, and register for your chance to win the Million Dollar Madness bracket. The top five leading brackets will win a great prize courtesy of Backyard Sports Bar and Grill.
Hello, sports fans. March is upon us, and the Backyard Sports Bar and Grill is going to be your number one destination for all of your NCAA tournament action with over 50 TVs inside and out. Happy hour 7 days a week, daily food specials on the waterway, and the best staff on the beach. If you're looking for a place to watch your favorite game, look no further. The Backyard Sports Bar and Grill has it all. Located at 9701 North Kings Highway in Myrtle Beach, call and book the ultimate man cave today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome!
The 52nd ACM Awards, Sunday, April 2nd, 8, 7 Central, live on CBS. We'll take home the ACM Male Vocalist of the Year Awards. Jason Aldean,
Chris
Thomas Rex, or Keith Urban. Find out at the 52nd ACM Awards, hosted by Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley, Sunday, April 2nd, 8, 7 Central.
Ladies and gentlemen,
live on CBS.
It's Grand. It's Strand's four big buildings. It's the all-new Grand Strand Bender Mall, home of the world-famous regenerating PBS wristband, the invention of an American medical scientist, located in the same Food Lion shopping center with all the best former vendors of the former Myrtle Beach Flea Market on the south edge of Myrtle Beach at 3826 South Kings Highway. You've got to see it to believe it. It's a mall without walls. Products and prices to satisfy everyone. Beachwear and accessories, jewelry and more jewelry, exotic pets and pet supplies, cell phone accessories, the area's best airbrush artist, gifts of all kinds, antiques and collectibles, homemade edible delights, healthcare products, and so much more. The indoor air-conditioned Grand Strand Vendor Mall, home of the regenerating PBS wristband. Lose vertigo, headaches, and body pains of all kinds. Don't leave town without visiting the Grand Strand Vendor Mall in the Food Lion Plaza, 3826 South Kings Highway.
We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites.
And we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal when you go to Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fishheads, we are back.
Back in the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented to you by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
You just keep getting better and better at that, man.
Practice.
All right, folks, get ready for the Bait and Tackle segment, which is brought to you by Merle's In and Outpost. Have the right stuff at the right time. Get in to the outpost, Merle's In and Outpost. And we have the man himself, Captain Ned Campbell.
Good morning.
Of the Merle's In and Outpost here. Good morning, Ned.
How we doing?
You were just telling us an offshore fishing story just now during the break.
Yeah, we had a good one on Thursday. You know, nice, beautiful day. Couldn't ask for a better window in March.
You got to take it when you can get it when you're going that far from land.
I mean, just flat out there and beautiful. A couple of boats and a decent day of fishing. Didn't come back with the one we wanted. It was a tournament day, so we're fishing the SC Wahoo Series.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
And
yeah, that thing's getting bigger, isn't it?
117 boats this year.
Oh, I'd say.
Probably, I don't know, $30,000-$40,000 prize on the line. So it's a good tournament.
Yeah, that'll attract some attention.
And we just bad day coming in though. Good day of fishing and lost an engine at 40 miles and crept back in. So
what is it with coming back in? I tell the story all the time of last year's meat fish slam we were in that we fished together in. That ride back was no joke, man. Getting out's great. Coming back. What's the deal with coming back?
You never know.
You never do know.
You never know.
So you made it. You limped on in, though, huh?
Yeah. Took about 6 hours, but we made it.
Yeah, you got them tunas back in plenty of time.
That's right. Yeah, 15 minutes to spare.
15 minutes. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, man, we were talking about, you know, like what's biting right now, what's the best bait and tackle to use, what's the best methods. I can't really talk about that because I haven't been catching anything here my last couple times out. So,
you know,
I'm open for suggestions.
This season, we really, typically in the winter, stuff will shut down. Never really saw that this year.
No.
It slowed down, but it didn't shut down. Mm-hmm. And so there's still some drum out there. I mean, there's guys catching reds, black drum. There's still plenty of trout being caught, nice size weak fish around the jetties, and at 3 Mile, a couple of the reefs,
yeah.
Still some sheephead being caught.
When somebody comes into your store and says, "I want to go red drum fishing," what are you going to tell them? What are you going to suggest to those kind of folks?
You know, I tell them to get around the jetties right now with some dead shrimp on the bottom.
Is that right?
Dead whole shrimp. Mm-hmm. That's all you really need. The black drum and the reds are reacting pretty good to it, and you know, occasionally I caught a 5 pound sheephead off the jetties the other day on a piece of shrimp.
Can't beat that.
So you never know.
Yeah, and that's unusual, catching a sheep's head. This is kind of early for a sheep's head to be back around the jetties, I would think.
Typically, they're still on the reefs, but, you know.
Water temperature's messing with the mines.
Didn't get in down into the 40s this year, mm-mm, where it usually does.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think we're a month ahead.
So basically, folks need to just pretend it's like mid-April or something.
You need to start thinking about late, mm-hmm, March, early April,
yeah,
scenarios right now.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be a few weeks ahead this year.
Have you been hearing of any flounder being caught?
Oh, yeah. This man right here beside me,
uh-huh,
has been catching some.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't even know that. I thought you was my friend, man.
You know,
nobody has a friend
Captain
when it comes
James
to flounder, right?
Captain James Quisenberry, he's, uh-huh, caught some on a couple, yeah, you know, just play around days. He's been going out and he's had a few. Mud minnows are working.
Well, yeah, what do you suggest about, what would you tell, you know, like the snotgrass is still a little bit thick.
Always,
man,
is. You know, I recommend a three-way flounder rig.
Uh-huh.
Kind of get that bait off the bottom a little bit, or a float to your, you know, where your leader is between,
right,
the lead and the hook.
So
on
you're
the
saying a three-way would be like with the sinker on the bottom. And the couple little hooks, you know, leaders off the hook above.
Whatever you can do to get that bait 3 to 4 inches off the bottom, because, mm-hmm, that snotgrass is just a fine layer on the bottom.
So if you drag through it, it'll
junk up the weight and then down to the minnow. But,
yep,
if you can get the minnow up,
mm-hmm,
it doesn't matter if the lead gets junked up.
Yeah.
You just want to keep your bait clean.
There you go. That's good advice, folks, right there.
Yeah, a little float.
Yeah. Do you have pre-made rigs there at the store?
We got pre-tied rigs that'll help with that. And, you know, another technique that I don't use as much that actually Jason Burton will use is he'll use jig heads,
mm-hmm,
with minnows.
Yeah.
You know, just,
yeah,
it's like a standard, yeah, jig head, gotcha jig head, whatever you want to use.
Right.
And instead of dragging against the current, he'll drag with it. He'll get in certain holes and he'll cast with the current,
uh-huh,
and pull that jig head back, and it minimizes the grass.
Pull it back against
minimizes
the
minimizes that snotgrass.
Uh-huh. You know, George Smart does that. That actually works.
Yep.
And I always taught, and I've
you
always read to
go
current,
with the current. You're going to, yeah, really catch a lot,
uh-huh,
of it. You come with the current,
yeah,
and you can kind of bounce, mm-hmm, in and out of it and minimize it.
What about the deep holes, or what do you think?
You know, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I hadn't quite ran enough inshore charters to kind of pinpoint exactly where the fish are, but I do know the jetties are working.
Nice thing about, you know, being the owner, proprietor, and the man behind the Merles Inlet Outpost is you get this – you get a lot of
we get a lot of intel. You know, a lot,
man,
of people coming in. Facebook, obviously, people post their pictures, so we got a, mm-hmm, lot of following that they might not have been in the store, but I know what they're catching.
You know, you guys are one of my sources of intel.
Like,
yeah, I went to a spot last week where Mike told me to go to, and, you know, didn't pan out.
I must have told you the wrong spot.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not as if I was double-checking on your advice, but I was actually offered advice to go to the same spot by somebody else who had been there the day before. And just, it's always, you know, they were biting yesterday, but evidently that was the case in that particular spot. You ever have that happen, Tony?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were biting yesterday.
But as far as, I mean, what you're asking about the flounder, I mean, I feel like they're further back in the inlet,
mm-hmm,
where it's warmer, maybe around mud banks as opposed to sand. You know,
yeah,
that dark mud will... Especially on a lower tide, it'll attract the sunlight and warm up, so it'll hold a different temperature than sandy bottom, so,
yeah,
to speak.
Well, there you go. And, folks, you can go into Merle's Outpost and get any of this stuff that we're talking about that you need.
Bait, we've tackle, got all kinds gear. Of new product this year. Full Z-Man line, DOA, yeah. Voodoo Shrimp.
We got to get to our station ID now, Ned. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, no problem.
For doing this segment with me, man. So we got to do our segment ID. This has been the Bait and Tackle segment sponsored by Merle's Inn Outpost. Get into the outpost. Merle's Inn Outpost.
Stay there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my OG. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a melody.
The home of Coastal Carolina and the Carolina Panthers. This is WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Cumulus Broadcasting, Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, folks, we are back
live in the Toyota Tundra's Studios, presented to you by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
And guess what? It is now time for our freshwater segment.
Woohoo!
Yeah, man. And that's sponsored by Stalvey's. I'm sorry. Stalvey's Bait and Tackle. 1609 4th Avenue Conway. Get to Stalvey's Bait and Tackle for all your fishing needs. And I tell you what, man, we've been talking about freshwater so much today. It's kind of been the freshwater show a little bit.
Yep.
Other than Ned from Merle's Inn Outpost up in here talking, you know, giving us some saltwater stuff. But
I think Stalvey's sponsored a bush hooking catfish. Hi, is this
Ronald? Yeah, I heard about that. They did do a catfish tournament. We're going to get Ronald, the owner, operator of Stalvey's on the line right here. He's actually going to talk to us here this morning. I wonder if Captain E's still listening. Maybe we'll be able to provide some, you know, insight for those fellas. We got him. Ronald, you there?
Yes, sir, buddy. How you doing this morning?
We are doing great, man. Doing a little radio show here. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. You know, we got Captain E. You know, he's not in the studio today. He's actually out on the water fishing this morning.
Is he?
Yeah, man. He's fishing with the salt fellas. He's driving the boat for a couple of the competitors in the salt this morning.
Well, I hope they have a good turnout this morning. I know these guys have been there all week getting ready and stocked up and rocking and rolling.
Yeah, and they, you know, they're looking for advice, you know. So if you had any for them, I'm sure they're listening right now, and they'd sure be glad to have it.
It's probably a pretty tough morning out there, honestly. Just cause of weather change, barometric pressure dropping, cold front coming in. I think most of the bigger fish have probably pulled off that were being caught up shallower and on deeper ledges, drop offs, flooded out from ditch mouths, and deeper treetops. That's what I'd be pretty much targeting this morning versus that shallow bite, because that water temperature has probably dropped a few degrees.
Yeah, what did Captain E say it was, Tony?
He said it was where he was at. They was sitting in 62 degree water, which is about.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah,
no.
I know where he's at. We discussed where he was going.
He's left. First creek on the left.
Yeah,
that's all we could get out of him, Ronald. They wouldn't give him any more detail
first
than that.
First creek on the left. he caught the first fish on the right.
Exactly. That's all they would give us.
Yeah. But I hope the guys do good this morning. I seen a lot of nice fish caught this past week. I ended up sneaking away the other afternoon and caught a few nice bass here right in Conway. But it's gonna be good to see what does today.
Yeah, because today's the day, I think. If you want to go fishing this weekend, folks, get out there today.
Yeah, please do, because tomorrow's going to be pretty horrible. Highs in the 40-some, rain all day.
Yeah, 90% chance of rain. It's going to be a horrible day tomorrow. But I don't know what your experience is, Ronald, but I've always heard right before a pressure front, right before a change in the weather like that, the fish will go nuts.
Yep, they will.
And start biting.
They can go crazy. And it might be tough to find them, but when you find them, they'll all be pretty much stacked up.
Stacked up's what we like.
I that I've been to many times, and everybody's like, well, I didn't catch it. I'm like, well, I just caught 20 in that one ditch mouth right there, or deep creek gentleman ran up in there, and they said, for the water. And I'm like, oh, they were all piled up, stacked up. When they're there, they're there.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. Me and Tony and I here, Tony the Bassmaster Carter and I were talking the other day, and we were asking about, you know, when should you move and what time, you know, how much time should you give like a certain area before you wanted to go and try a different area? Or if you get a bite or two, should you, you know, how long should you stay and work an area? Those are all questions that, you know, that are challenging to find the answers to.
That's right. I mean, it has so much to do with the tidal fishing around here and how far you're up a river. If you're way up Waccamaw, you don't have to worry about tides. Or if you're way up Little Pea, you don't have to worry about that. But everywhere else, you got to worry about tides. You know, what tide is it? What's the fish going to be doing it now? How are they going to be positioned? Where are they going to be located? What are they looking for? It's hard to make the call because a lot of times you can spend hours on a spot knowing they're there and they never bite. Or do you just want to run a bunch of stuff, 30, 40 spots, and just try to pick off fish and pick off fish and pick off fish?
Well, we've been asking a question this morning, and we'll ask you. Now, if somebody comes into the Stalvey's Bait and Tackle up there in Conway and says, hey, Ronald, I want to go catch a largemouth bass, what would you tell him to use? What would you recommend? Let's have that.
Right now, shallow river crankbait, Senko worm, brush hog, Z-crawl, Z-hog, any kind of crawfish looking bait on the bottom. That would be my go-to bait. I had a guy call me the other day that I don't want to get into some of that bass fishing stuff like you and, you know, your buddies do. I got X amounts of dollars I want to spend. He's like, get me set up with the basics and send me a picture and I'll be there to pay for it later in the week. And I had him like four or five different bass. He got a pretty big purchase, but I was like, well, that, you know, this is what I would use right here. And I said, when the water gets warmer and the pretty days start coming back out, the fish will stop back getting top water as far as your banging lures, gloves, baits, and stuff like that. I'm going to get that reaction strike on top. But right now, if I had to send anybody out, I'm a big worm fisherman. Ditch mouth, treetop, stuff like that. That's what I would send somebody out with, to pretty much, if there's a fish around, he's going to hit it.
There you go. That's good advice right there. What do you think of that, Tony? Do you give the stamp the seal of approval on that?
I sure do. You got a lot of bedding fish right now, and they're going to be bedding. You got late spawners, early spawners, mid spawners. Right now, slow is good, especially with the conditions we got. So yeah, I would go to the bottom. Any kind of creature style bait, lizards, brush hogs, anything like that, jigs, something to entice them, because you're going to cross a lot of those fish that are bedding on this full moon. That's just not going to be active, and
you can. So basically, you've got to make them bite right now.
Well, some of them you do, some of them you don't. Some of them's in steady gorge mood right now, but the females will get in a defensive mode around their beds, and you can aggravate them into biting.
Method. I like that.
You see these guys on TV down at sight fishing in Florida and stuff, and they spend 3 hours on one fish trying to make it bite. You know, mm-hmm. It's so slow, just can't be slow enough sometimes. So
there you go.
Take your time, cover water. You know,
and that's coming from the Bassmaster, Ronald.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fictional character he likes.
Yeah,
to talk
his radio
about.
Persona. That's his radio
that
persona
right
there.
That's
hey, Ronald, thanks for being on with us, man, and giving great advice to our fish heads. And we'll talk to you again next week. How's that sound?
That sounds good. I just want to encourage everybody to get out on the water today and go catch a fish. That's it, because the day's going to be the day to do it. And I hope the guys in the salt tournament do wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I think I'm going to be heading out there later, but I'm heading to the salt. You know me.
Yes, sir. I know you. Well, go catch you something good. Go catch the big redfish or big trout or a drum or whatever else.
You That's can, right. Better than sitting on the cows.
That's what I'm talking about. Better playing video games than watching TV.
Exactly. All right, Ron. I'll see you later.
Yes, sir, Barry. Yeah, have a good day.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
See you, man. Bye-bye.
Ronald is a wealth of knowledge.
He's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a bait store owner, you get such an influx of information, some of it not as true as others, but you get a bunch of it.
Some of it not as true as others.
It's kind of hard not to be in the know, but you notice you have your regulars that come in, and you know what they're buying, so you know what they're using.
I have fished all over the country. I have been into many bait shops in throughout the entire southern and southeast United States. And there's one universal truth, is that not all of them are friendly.
No, they're not.
Not all of them are friendly. Buxton Bait and Tackle in North Carolina.
Yeah, where are you from?
South Walk Carolina. On in there and yeah. Let them know that, you know, they've never seen you before. Yeah, right. They'll be your best friend, all right. But you got these places like Stalvey's, man. I mean, you go in there and it's a clinic. You can basically get a clinic going in there.
That place is great. Mm-hmm. That place is great.
Yes, it is. And so Ronald likes to use worms, huh?
Yep.
I don't think I've ever even seen you use one.
It's very hard to get me to slow down enough to use a worm. I like to push the bubble. I like to move mm-hmm. fast, cover a lot of water. But there's times when I do.
And yeah. I kind of like using a worm myself.
Yeah, you know, my good buddy Bobby Marks is an outstanding mm-hmm. bass fisherman. He, right. he loves that wacky rig worm. Yeah, right, I've seen him go to it many times. I've seen him catch many fish with it.
But I understand Tony's deal too, because it's kind of hard to force yourself to slow way down to use a worm when you got so much water to cover and you're in a tournament or what have you. You want to cover more water to get more opportunity. So it takes some discipline to use a worm or lizard or something like that. It really does.
How many miles do you think we covered in the boat Monday?
Oh, God. 15, 16, maybe a little more.
I would say 7 of those miles was with the trolling motor.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Wow.
Yeah, we covered some area.
Uh-huh.
We sure did. Sure did.
That was from you guys fishing the other day?
Right.
Wow.
Right.
But you guys had a great day. I posted that picture on our Facebook page, and it's been viewed like 4,000 times or something.
Well, we had 8 largemouth and should have had a few more, but they were all live released.
What I want to know is, where's the picture of you with the fish that day?
I was not fishing that day.
Yeah, I know, but he told me, man.
It was driving me nuts.
I had to, man. I had to.
First and last time I do that.
That's why, like we were talking to Captain E earlier, you know, he's drove those boys before in the Salt mm-hmm. League, and he was fishing with them. He's allowed, he can fish. You know, they just can't use the fish that he catches, of course.
Right.
And he caught a massive bass, you know, and he's like, oh, man, he felt bad because I could have been one of those competitors fish. So he said, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to fish. I'm just going to drive.
You're better off not fishing.
That's hard. That's like me. That's like me. You know, I'm doing it again this year. I fished in the, or I didn't fish in it. I was the committee person on the, with the South Carolina Governor's Cup.
Right.
Blue Marlin Tournament out of Georgetown Landing Marina last year. I'm doing it again this year. And, you know, my job is just, I held a clipboard and I stayed on the bridge on the radio and I just, you know, took reports of people catching fish. One boat had to have one person out there doing that. I think they had two maybe. But I couldn't fish. And that was like one of the hardest things you can ever do is watch everybody else fish and not be able to get involved.
It was a very difficult thing for me to do that day. I mean, I can't express how much
been happy
it was,
you know, just going down there and running outriggers, just doing something. Just, you know, I'm watching their bales, you know, doing their thing. I'm watching the crew doing their thing. I'm like, man, I want to get down there and do that, but couldn't do it.
Captain E was on the phone a while ago. He was praising you.
Oh, was he?
He was going through your misery that you went through Monday. So he's feeling your pain right now.
I would have rather been at the dentist. You know, that's how much pain I was in.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things you could do is just
oh, Lord.
Ride along. Be a ride-along guy.
Yeah, ride along.
And you know what's worse is, like, if you're the ride-along guy and the fish are being caught, and it's like a heavy fishing day.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, I don't think I've mentioned it yet, but today I was looking here in the Coastal Angler Magazine's best fishing days, you know, fishing conditions for the month of March. This is, of course, based on the lunar cycle. It comes straight from the old Farmer's Almanac.
Best thing
this information
in the world.
Does. But March 11th, which is today, am I right? It is the 11th, is a good fishing day.
It better be, because I don't think the next few days is going to work out too well for anybody.
The next week, you better get your fishing in now, because it's not supposed to be this typical beautiful spring weather we've been having here for the next week. It's going to be quite chilly. And
exactly why I'm going to go get it done today.
That's a good plan.
Uh-huh.
That's a good plan. I'll give you another spot out in the inlet.
Is that right?
Yeah, I will.
You tell me another one that
I'll tell you
won't catch
just,
any fish
just one. Just one. Catch.
You know, I got a million. The spot you gave me is the spot I fished anyhow.
Right.
But since I heard, you know, you told me, and then I was at Big Day's Bait and Tackle, and I found out there the same thing. I was like, wow, that must be the deal. So I'm going there.
Well, you know, one thing everybody forgets in fishing is there's one key element in fishing.
Uh-huh.
The fish have to cooperate.
They do indeed. If the fish don't come out to play, you're just, you know.
You know, you're enjoying a day.
Exactly. You're just soaking up the sunshine and having a nice time, which, you know, which is, I'm all about that. Catching fish is important to me, but just being out there is
just
like...
Just being out there is 90% of the battle for
indeed.
Me.
Indeed. I love it, man. I love it. I think that's kind of the lure for all of us, really.
And what, you know... I think one of the big things with Rayburn and his Salt League is showing these younger folks that you can have a good time out on the water and enjoying the nature and our resource. You don't have that's all as good as it gets right there.
That's exactly right.
You know,
it's the anticipation. You don't have to catch them. It's just the anticipation. I tell myself
hope.
When I go fishing,
every cast is hope.
No matter how hard it gets, I always tell myself, and a lot of these guys that I talk to, on the elites and stuff, I tell them, you know, the last world record was caught with one cast.
That's exactly
right.
And
the next one will be caught with one cast. So you got that anticipation. You can't catch them sitting on the couch. I'd much rather be in a boat, being cold and miserable, than sitting on the couch, being stuffy and doing nothing.
Unless you go to Lake Moultrie
in
January.
Yeah, that's right. Don't do it. I wouldn't recommend it. All right, we got to take a break. Remember, folks, this segment has been brought to you by Stalvey's Bait and Tackle. For all your fishing needs, go to Stalvey's Bait and Tackle, 1609 4th Avenue in Conway. We'll be right back, folks, on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear. Everyone's going coastal. What we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
Become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
The annual barbecue festival in Surfside Beach is March 10th and 11th. Stop by Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. for anything but butts. Saturday, the best barbecue competition, 10 to 4. Live music by the Craven Company, 10 to 1:30, and the Josh Brannon Band from 1:30 to 4. Local vendors and snack vendors on hand. Games and inflatables for kids. We'll see you at the barbecue festival March 10th and 11th on Surfside Drive. Sponsored by the town of Surfside Beach, the Family Beach.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites.
And we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal when you go to Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
The savings continue as Ram Truck Month rolls into March at Island. Come take your pick from Island's huge selection of brand new Ram trucks starting at only $197 a month. At Island, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe and lower your monthly payment. Looking for third row seating? Island has third row SUVs starting at just $16,990. See us online at islandchrysler.com, then head to Pauley's Island. Island Chrysler.
Doing business the way it should be done.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for detail.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fish heads, we are back.
Back live in the Toyota Tundra studio, presented to you by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
And let's talk fishing on the South Strand of Georgetown in this segment, which is brought to you by Pauley's Island Outdoors, the hunting, fishing, and outdoor supply store. So I tell you, man, we got a great group of folks in here to talk about fishing on the South Strand. This is going to cover like Pauley's Island, Georgetown, anywhere south of where we're sitting.
Talking about my stomping grounds.
Your stomping grounds, Mike. And but before we do that, we have to give away a prize. Oh, wait a second. We better talk to James first.
James is on the line.
Let's get James on here real quick. James, you there?
He's supposed to be on the line. He might have walked away from
us. He left.
I'm here.
You're here. All right, James. How you doing there, Fishhead?
Hey, does this sound like James? Please don't touch me like that.
No, wait a minute. Remy said you was James.
I thought James just called. I thought James just called in.
Yeah. Hey, we got to forgive Remy, the producer. He's rusty.
Yeah, I am rusty. It's been about a month.
Hey, I got to forgive him too for playing the commercial he just played. He's fired for playing that last commercial.
What commercial was that?
What was the last commercial?
I'm not going to mention.
You're not
it.
Even going to mention. About, it.
Just think about our Toyota Tundra studio and then. Yeah.
That happened before. Yeah. We'll fix that. That's not the first time.
I'm giving him a hard time.
Yeah, that's not the first time.
I'm giving him a hard time.
Well, that was a surprise, man. We were expecting to talk to old Fishhead James, but we got Captain E instead. What could be better?
Yeah. James has been sending me texts and pictures of baits that we should be using that he's been using pond fishing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Try that in the river, huh?
He's sending me baits I need to be using.
So do you got
But I tell you what, that was a great segment with Ronald. Great segment with Ronald. We listened to that. Ronald knows what he's talking about. I know these boys would love to have Ronald or Tony on here instead of me, but we're fishing hard.
Well, you're going to reap the benefits of being with them, so that's one thing positive out of it, right?
Oh, that's true.
You're going to come back with more bass knowledge.
I'm having a blast, dude. We have not put a fish in the boat, and really don't even know. We have not had a bite. Now, Jackson, I'm going to tell you something. I might be chief three trees, but Jackson is chief three docks. he is wearing out the docks, Kenny.
I know what that's like.
But he's making precise casts, and they're just too precise.
Uh-huh.
You know? They're just too precise. But the water temperature's warming up. It's 62.4 up in here now.
Hey, there we go. Getting warmer.
Yep, so we'll see what happens. Like I said earlier, we're waiting on the tide to change. Tony knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And with this skeeter right here, we can run 60 miles an hour. We'll be covering a lot of ground, and we're going to probably end up doing exactly what Ronald was talking about. Trying to hit 20-30 spots. Once we get this water high tide and start falling, we're just going to start bouncing around.
Yeah, that falling tide's going to help a lot. It's too much water right now.
There's way too much water in here. But anyway, so what are y'all supposed to be doing? The South Strand Report?
This is the South Strand Georgetown Fishing Report brought to you by Pauley's Island Outdoors.
And who's doing it? Mike Brady?
We are doing it.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Because the three of us, you know, and we've gotten, and we still have Captain Crom Jerry in here, who is also a very knowledgeable fisherman of southern waters.
Yeah, I got a question for you, and I don't know if it was covered yet, but where are everybody catching those big summer trout at?
That's a very good question. The question is, where are the big weak fish summer trout being caught at right now? Mike says
I'm guessing
rocks.
On the reef. I'm telling you, if they're on the reef, you know, listening to Ned talk about everything being a month early, he's spot on, dude.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if
you're
they're
right
on the
about
reef,
that.
because that's when they start spawning, late March, early April.
Yes.
They start spawning on the reef.
Uh-huh.
And if they're in there, if they're out there right now, and I'm sure you've seen some of the pictures of the ones that Sconyers and Jeff Maples and those guys have been catching. I mean, it's a monster.
You're right. Because, Jerry, you caught that beast. That was like a 4 or 5 pound weak fish you caught at Area 51 last year, which just has art. That's just the natural bottom. It's not, that's not a reef, but it's just structure on the bottom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jerry was bragging about that because Levi and I wasn't catching a thing, and Jerry's holding up this monster weak fish. Look what I got, fellas.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah, it is.
That's what friends are for.
Uh-huh. Well, but you're right. That should be that's a good fish to go after right now.
Oh, it looks like it. I mean, everybody's coming back with you know, some nice ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just I'm wondering if it's reef or if it's around the jetties, because I know that a lot of them have been spending time around the jetties. But,
Mike said the jetties. You'll find them around the jetties. Mike said the rocks. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean that would make sense. That mm-hmm. would make sense. But you know how it is jigging for them at the reefs. You know, in April. I mean, it's so much fun catching them out there. The big ones when they're spawning out there. So, but that was my question I wanted to ask, is if anybody in there knew where they were catching them all. I've texted Sconyers to try and ask him. He ain't responded. I was like, man, where are y'all catching all these big weak fish at?
Yeah, he'll wait till the bite tapers off, then he'll tell you.
Hey, boys. We got a fish.
Got a fish. Here we go. The play-by-play.
Hey, we just put a nice crappie in the boat on a square bill.
A nice crappie.
On a square bill. Tony, can Tony hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice crappie. Hey, that's all right. That's action.
Yeah, exactly. Got the skunk off the boat.
I bet you there's more of them there.
Hey, if I'm not mistaken, a ballmouth bit it the other day. That's what got the skunk off three Saturdays ago.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, we called a ballmouth, and look at that. He's going to take a picture with it. Yeah, he's got that's a decent crappie. It cook.
It cooks.
It would cook, that's for sure.
It'll cook. That's what you want.
Anything to get the skunk off the boat and break the ice.
That's right. All right, Tony, I got a question for you.
All right.
If they're here, is that any sign that we – is there any positive on the bass, or does it make a difference?
Good question.
They're both there. I know exactly where you're at, and you'll probably catch some more of those. Where, right now where there's one, there's probably 100 of those.
Yeah,
they're in the same time spawning. So yeah, you're in the right area.
Well, we went into the first creek we went in. We got back into the back of it, and we were in about 6 foot of water. And I was marking fish about 3.5 foot, and it was just solid fish.
Yeah,
and I'm guessing it was crappie or shell crackers or brim or something, wasn't it, Tony?
Well, it not necessarily. Now, it could be some bass with that cool weather last night. It could have pushed them back off the hill just a little bit, back in that deeper water. You said you had 6 foot of water there, and they were suspended up the bottom. Yeah, that could definitely be bass. So just have to find the right bait to get them to bite and figure out what it is. That's the unfortunate thing about all these electronics. It'll show you fish, but it don't show you what kind it is.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, but we coming up to a couple little good spots that you and I discussed and everything, and hopefully we'll get one in the boat here. But I know y'all got some stuff to talk about and everything. I'll let you go.
Well, hey, listen here, Captain Me. We're getting ready to give away the Dead Dog Saloon gift here in a minute, and the question's coming from Mike Brady. So, I guess you'll probably be eligible to win this thing since you can call in.
Well, all right, then that's what we're going to do. As soon as we hang up, I'm going to put you guys back on the radio, and maybe I can get the answer right.
Yeah, maybe. It's going to be a little tricky one, but we'll find out.
Oh, Lord. This is scary.
I can't
wait to hear Mike Brady's question.
Well, it's right up his alley. He came up with it, you know, so it's not a surprise that Mike came up with this question. It's going to be who Googles the fastest record, is what it's going to boil down to.
Exactly.
Who's the state record sheep's head?
How did you know?
What did he say?
Because that's the only thing Mike Brady cares about.
That is going to be the question we're going to ask to give away the Dead Dog Saloon gift card today, folks.
Well, I already know it, so I'll just, y'all, good luck.
You can't answer. You got to call back in.
All right. Well,
he read you.
All right. Well, catch some bass, you guys, and call us back.
I will. I'll call you before the show's over.
All right, partner. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. All right, folks. Now, Captain E kind of,
he gave it away.
Gee, I want to. wonder how he figured out what I would ask.
But the first caller who calls in here
and gives us the state record for sheephead.
The state record sheephead. The South Carolina state record sheephead. Give us a call. 843-652-3776. Talk to Remy.
He hit you spot on, word for word.
Tell Remy what the state record sheephead is. South Carolina state record sheephead. You will win a gift card to
Dead Dog
Saloon. Great place to go.
Absolutely.
All right. What's your name?
Mike is writing down the answer because I personally do not know it. I would have to Google that. I was in the neighborhood, but I couldn't have guessed the exact number.
We've got Joey on the line to answer the next question.
We've got Joey. Joey, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Joey, good morning, man. You got the answer?
Yes, I do. It's 16 pounds at 6 ounces.
Bingo!
Mount Pleasant, 2008.
Caught in 2008. Where was it caught at? Charleston?
Mount Pleasant,
right down to because I tell
you, right,
yeah, that's a great sheephead fishery
that's
down
a
there.
Wonderful sheephead.
You'd be loving life down there, Mike.
I've been down a few times fishing for him.
Yeah, Mike Brady here. He's a big time. He's one of the best sheephead fishermen I've ever seen. Probably the best one I know personally.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. It's a very difficult fish to figure out sometimes.
All right, Joey, do me a favor, man. After we talk to you here, stay on the line with Remy for a second. Remy, get Joey's info if you would, and you just got yourself a trip to Dead Dog Saloon.
Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. Hey, Joey, by the way, where are you calling from?
Right here in the Merle's Inlet area.
Right here in the Merle's Inlet area. Good. You won't have far to go to enjoy this prize.
Absolutely not.
All right, Joey. Thanks a lot, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was quick, man. I think you got that right off the bat.
Well, Google's a wonderful thing.
Google is a wonderful thing.
I had to Google it.
Yeah, it is a wonderful thing. Yeah.
Next question we'll ask is how many Motrin I'll have to take to get the headache out of my head from the ringing
static?
And his static on his head.
You're not used to this high-tech studio equipment we got around here, are you? Takes a little while to get used to it. Pretty soon you won't hear the background static.
Right.
It's just you'll just become
oblivious to it.
Oblivious, exactly.
Right.
It'll become just an irrelevant background.
Boy, could you imagine hanging a 16-pound sheephead?
Yeah.
Boy.
You know, that's another thing. You know, we were talking about everything earlier, like the weak fish that Captain E mentioned. That's right, because I said just last April, we had to painfully watch Jerry here, who was fishing 50 yards from us, catch a really, really nice one. And that was in April. And if they're a month early, then they're right there. We can do the same thing right now.
It's early right now. I tell you, I think it's going to be a little wacky here for
which
a little
means
bit
I can start my sheephead fishing at the jetties like I like to do. Usually in May is when I start sheephead fishing the jetties really heavily on targeting them.
Right, right.
And I always catch a few nice ones then. But
it might be just a tad early still, a little bit.
Yeah. Mike, didn't I hear you say in this past week you seen a picture of somebody caught a really big sheephead?
13-pounder.
13-pounder?
That was, where was that at? I saw that too. It wasn't around here.
No, it was further south.
That wasn't around here. But
off a pier, was it? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a nice fish.
All right, folks, we got to take a break now, and this segment has been brought to you by Pauly's Island Outdoors. Big selection, low prices. Pauly's Island Outdoors. We'll be right back, folks, on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing. It's clear. Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. Fish or boat in America. It's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Hi, I'm Courtney Martin, and I'm supporting Coastal Carolina March for Babies to remember my son Daxon and celebrate my daughter Allie. Whether you've had a child born premature or with a birth defect or suffered infant loss, or maybe you're just celebrating your healthy family, you have a reason to walk on April 29th. To start your fundraising team, go to marchforbabies.org. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, Philanthropist.com, gold sponsors, Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina, Grandstand Medical Center, and Publix. Media sponsors, ABC 15, The Sun News, and Cumulus Broadcasting.
We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites.
And we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal when you go to Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Inshore, offshore. Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fish heads, the really, really big show is back.
Live in Sparks Toyota Tundra Studio, presented to you by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Tony, that was excellent, man.
Thank you.
You are hired. That's good enthusiasm there. And finally,
James is on the line.
Remy, the producer, said James is on the line. James, can you hear me, buddy?
I can hear you. Can you
James,
hear me?
Good morning to you, man. You have been a very patient man trying to talk to us today.
What are y'all up to up there? Are y'all partying or what?
Well, you know, we always do. We have a good time.
I sent E the right picture to tell him what bait to use, but he don't want to use it.
Well, he said that was pond bait, man.
Well, tell him if it works, it works.
That only works for pond bass.
You know, tell him to throw that old black worm out there and run across the beds. They hit it.
That's your recommendation.
What kind of pictures of baits did you send him, James?
A rubber worm? Black worm, yeah.
Hey, you know what? Roland Martin says any color worm's good just so long as it's purple.
There you go.
Purple or pink.
You can't get wrong with it.
So are you going to fish today, James?
You're on your way to meet me, right?
Well, I'm going to go here. I'm definitely going to go after the show's over.
You go to Merle's Inlet, though, ain't you?
Pardon?
You go to Merle's Inlet, right?
Yeah, that's right. I was going to go to Little River and fish for the Motion Stripers up there in the Intercoastal Waterway with Brian Costello, Captain Brian Costello today, but he wants to wait until it he wants to wait another week.
But if you go up there, you're gonna have to go on over to the casino boat, okay? And start there and go all the way past the golf course, back and forth, and you'll tear them up.
James, where are you at, man? I'm you're breaking up. Sounds like, pal.
You're gonna have to come on over here towards the Little River, buddy.
Yeah. You're up in Little River right now?
Yeah.
What are you doing up there?
What am I supposed to be doing?
I don't know. What are you supposed to be doing?
Supposed to be fishing.
You're fishing Little River right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't even get an invite.
Y'all don't want to go striper fishing and catch trout, too?
That's what was the plan. I was going to go striper fishing, but I'm not going up there today. I'm going to try to maximize my fishing time and just go to the closest body of water, which for me is Merle's Inlet.
Okay. I sent you a picture.
I did. I love that, man.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
That's your new boat.
My new boat. You fill it with sand and play in it in the yard.
It's got an electric motor on the back.
I like it.
There were creeks back there. We was flounder fishing that last year at Terminal.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, I tell you, man, you better send some pictures if you catch anything.
Have you got your hole picked out yet for the flounder tournament?
I do not.
Are y'all going to switch boats on me this year?
I don't know what we're going to do about the flounder tournament. We'll have to think about that. That's one particular tournament I don't really like giving people a two-hour head start on. Or three, because I think you can start at 6. So for us, it'd be a three-hour head start.
Y'all switched boats last year.
We did that, but we decided we are never, ever going to do the show while fishing again. That was a horrible idea.
But y'all swapped boats on me last year.
Yeah, we did.
And I was behind you. Didn't know it.
Uh-huh. That's a fact. That's a fact.
But it was a good tournament, though.
Yeah, that was fun, man. Nothing but fun.
Well, I've become a new grandpa again this week.
I saw that on your Facebook, man. Congratulations.
Yep.
You a granddaddy.
I got a fishing pole in his hand now.
Oh, sweet, man. I tell you, that's a wonderful thing, man. Wonderful thing. Congratulations again.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, go fishing. Let me know what you catch.
All right, James. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right,
man. See you. Good luck. Uh-huh. Good old James. One of our original fish heads. O.F. Isn't that what they got? Instead of O.G.?
Original fish. Original fish.
That's James Forrest, man. Gotta love that guy. I think it's time now, folks. We're going to have to... We're going to have to give away our second prize of the day, which is the $30 gift card to On the Half Shell. We've been doing this for a long time. And once again, Mike Brady has provided an answer of the question.
I make them real easy.
You do make them real easy. Now, hold on a second here. What's the question?
The state record for largemouth bass.
State record largemouth bass,
but
folks.
It's kind of tricky.
This is a little trickier from what I'm reading, what you wrote down here. This is not as cut and dry as you may think.
Right.
So, folks, be the first one to call Remy, the producer, here in the control room. If you have the answer to the state record, South Carolina state record, largemouth bass, give us a call. You'll win a gift card to On the Half Shell. $30 goes a long way at On the Half Shell.
It sure does.
Oh, boy. Call us, 843-652-3776. Tell us what the largemouth bass state record is.
All right.
You're on your way to the half shell. Man, it does not take long when you give something away for that phone to ring.
No, it lights right up, doesn't
Man,
it?
Sometimes when we're just, hey, call, talk to us, it's crickets.
Crickets.
Silence.
We've got Jerry Wells on the line to answer the question.
Oh, Jerry.
Our good buddy Jerry. Hey, Jerry, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine.
No, good, man. Thanks for calling in. Are you just calling in to talk, or do you actually have an answer to this question?
Actually, I have an answer to the question.
Okay.
Largemouth bass was a tie. 16 pounds, 2 ounces, Lake Marion and Aiken County Pond.
Man, you are good, Jerry.
Oh, I knew he'd get it.
Did you know it or did you Google?
Well, to be honest, I Googled.
Of course. That's a Google.
So I guess that might be cheating, so.
No, that's not cheating, man, because the rules are simple. First one to call in with the right answer. We don't care how you have
well,
the right
I had to Google to find the answer myself, so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, there you go,
well,
Jerry.
You know, even a blind hog will find an acorn every once in a while.
Well, you found a $30 acorn to the on the half shell.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, man.
We know who's buying.
That's right.
Yeah, let's go at happy hour and make the most of that.
Sounds good, brother.
All right, Jerry. Thanks a lot, man. Congratulations.
See you, Jerry.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Man, yeah. I tell you, first caller, man. Nailed it.
It's amazing it's a tie.
It is amazing it's a tie.
Aiken County, Lake Marion, 16-pound, 2-ounce,
uh-huh.
Each fish.
1949 and 1993.
Isn't that amazing?
1949, and it took that many years.
Yeah. That's
47 years, 46
something like
years?
Something like that.
To catch the equal of one caught in 1949.
44 years, something like that.
Either way, long time.
Yeah, long time.
Long time. I can't believe nobody's caught one bigger since 1993.
Well, I think the world record's still out of Georgia.
Yeah.
In that pond in Georgia.
In a pond in Georgia.
4 ounces.
22-pound, 4-ounce. That's a big bass.
That is a big bass.
You know. Yeah, he's been around a while.
What's that?
I said it'd been around a while, 22-pound fish.
Oof, you got that right.
George Perry.
George Perry, that's right, in his farm pond.
I tell you, when I worked at the convention center, we had a pond up front, and there was a bass in there that we started feeding. We called it abuelo, which is Spanish for like old man. And we fed this thing. We actually had to go buy big bags of fish food for it, too, because I started off just like grabbing crickets and turning over rocks and throwing worms into it. And
right.
Then there's a concrete pond out there, a fountain, had skimmers in it, and there'd always be a couple bullfrogs in that, so I started feeding bullfrogs when they got big. And this fish.
Careful.
I'm telling you what, I think we made a state record out of this thing. And finally, and he was tame. You could feed him. You know, we've been feeding for years.
Right.
And there was a bunch of us there that did it. First thing in the morning, get there to work, and we'd go feed this big old bass in that little pond out front.
That's
and
neat.
And this thing got one. He'd take it right out of your hand. He was so tame, and he'd be waiting for you right there in the same spot every morning. And then one morning we went out there, and he wasn't there.
Uh-oh.
I knew right then, he's gone. If he wasn't there waiting for us, like he had been doing for the last 5 years.
Somebody found out.
Yep, somebody came and got him. I just hope they transplanted him to another pond and didn't kill him. But
probably not.
Yep. But that fish could have probably been a contender for that record right there.
Right.
He was living large, and that fish was big, man.
16-pound for this state's a big fish.
Oh, he'd eat like a whole loaf of bread. We'd take like a whole loaf of bread from a dinner or something there from the night before. Anything that was left over, this thing would eat. Yeah, and he just got huge, huge, huge.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. So it doesn't surprise me that a state record came out of a pond.
No, not at all. Mm-mm. Not at all.
No.
No. Well, the world record came out of a pond. So there you go.
You never know where you're going to catch them at.
You don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't think the fish in the rivers get that big because of the stress level on them with the tide, especially down south here with the tide and what have you. They're stressed a lot, mm-hmm. having to work so much against the tide and forage for food. But if you're sitting in a pond, it kind of comes to you a little bit.
Yeah, and there's a whole lot of osprey that live along that river.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of other creatures out there,
alligators,
too.
Alligators, yes. Osprey, big catfish. Them things got to run the gauntlet to get big.
I've seen one just right at 14 pounds that come out of the rivers here.
Yeah, I've seen.
Come out of the river here?
Yeah, I've seen a 13.
Wow.
Come out.
Mm-hmm. That would be incredible.
Right. It wasn't me that caught the 13. It was a competitor. But it was a nice fish.
I've never caught a bass. I think the biggest bass I ever caught was like 8 pounds. Caught it out of a pond,
it's a
of course.
Nice fish.
Yeah, yeah. And I probably caught it 10 times because, I just kept putting it back.
Tony, that's one he had tamed.
Yeah. No, I never put a hook in this one. This is a different pond, but, I'd always put it back. So I probably caught, I don't know how many times I probably caught the same fish, but I couldn't even imagine what a 10-pound plus must do.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, think of a flounder.
Mm-hmm.
Catch a... 4 or 5 pound flounder and see what you got.
Oh, absolutely. I caught one of the biggest flounder I ever caught. He was like 7.5 pounds. Mm-hmm. I've never broke the double digits on flounder. But when that flounder hit, it wasn't one of them subtle bites. Mm-hmm. It hit and took off and started yanking drag. I thought I had a redfish. Right. I really did. And it was like a 27-inch flounder.
Yeah,
yeah, that thing peeled off drag. Like...
Mike McDonald's on the line.
Is that right? Well, we got a couple minutes. Let's go ahead and get Mike on here.
He should be on.
Captain Mike, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How you doing, my old friend?
I tell you, I'm in desperate need of some batteries. The batteries in my red laser went out, and we need it terribly bad right now.
We're
not getting a bite yet.
You definitely got to have the fish laser.
That's right.
where are you guys at right now?
We're in my boat.
That was specific.
Thank you.
And you want a more definite location?
I was just thinking of a general vicinity.
we're between the jetties and Conway.
Okay, that gotcha.
That pinpoint where I'm at.
Narrows it right down.
First ditch on the right.
Yeah. So you got Rayburn and Greg on your boat, from what I understand.
That's right.
That's a fun day of fishing right there.
I tell you what, I think I need a banana suit for each one of them.
That bad, huh?
Got the human bananas with me this morning.
I told
Greg last night, I told him, I said, man, Raven just didn't know. I said, he should have invited your wife instead of you, because when I catch Greg and his wife catches fish, and Greg kind of slow on them.
He is, huh? Yeah, I've seen your pictures with Greg's wife on there before with you fishing.
Well, it wasn't just because she was a pretty lady. It's because she caught the fish. Greg just couldn't catch one.
You know, that's the key, you know, having a lady angler on your boat or a beginner on your boat. Both, either way, well, that's who's going to catch the fish.
That's exactly right, buddy. That's exactly right.
We're stubborn and we overthink everything.
Yeah. This wind's not all that bad this morning. It's coming out the northeast, but we're able to get around it.
You guys are looking for redfish, right?
Yeah. Hey. Well, right now we're looking for fish to bite. We don't care whether he's red, purple, or green.
Look for something. Hey, you got to watch Rayburn now. You know, I've got this reputation as a spot stealer. You know, you got to watch old Rayburn there now. He's a spot sponge, man. He'll soak up your spot in a hurry.
I understand that. I'm not carrying him to a fishing spot.
carry him to old Lynn's holes.
I think the day's gonna get better and better. That's why I'm going after I get done working here. I think I'm gonna go hitch up the old boat and head on out myself.
Right. The wind's not blowing all that bad, but it's got the potential to get on up there and go to blowing kind of hard. They keep changing the forecast on it. Forecast has changed up this morning, 15 to 20, where last night it was like 10 to 15.
Oof, yeah, that's what I was seeing early this morning.
And
yeah.
It's gusting pretty good right now, but whenever it's just a steady blow, it's probably somewhere between the 10 and 15.
Yeah.
But if we just had a gust come through and just in, it's probably about 20.
Hmm.
But, you find your place to get in out of the wind, it's running okay.
Yeah, you know, the fish don't know it's windy, I always say.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
The fish know a lot more than we give them credit for.
I reckon they do, Captain Mike. I reckon they do. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're getting to fish with Rayburn and Greg. You guys are going to have a good day. I hope you catch some stuff.
I believe they'll tear up something after a while.
Oh, I'm
sure.
The
tide's starting to fall down pretty good.
Yep.
I tell you what, so far I've been enjoying it pretty good.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
Both of them can cast. I haven't had to untangle a line or tie a new line on. So
there you go. It's like a fun fishing day for you.
Yeah.
Don't take Inglis.
Inglis is gone freshwater fishing, I think.
Well, you know, I'm holding you too. I was just talking about it the other day. I'm holding it too. I'm holding you to your word. Taking me tarpon fishing this year.
Well, you got to call me, man.
Yep,
just call me.
I already got the date, man. We made a date.
Oh, did we?
Yes, sir. Right. It's written down.
I know you had to forget it.
That's why I wrote it down. you said 90% chance you're going to at least get me hooked into a tarpon.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to that because that'll be the first one I've ever hooked into. If I don't catch one before that.
Those fish is here, we'll hook you one.
There we go.
No doubt.
Hey, Captain Mike, thanks for calling us, man, and good luck out there. Have fun.
All right, buddy.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Again.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, if you got somebody coming this way, how about give me some of them little batteries for my laser?
You got it. We'll send you some. I'll send the Bassmaster here down. All right, Mike. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
All right, folks, we got to get a break in here real quick, and we'll be right back to finish this thing out. This is the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear. Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish your boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Become a preferred customer at Sparks Toyota. Sparks Toyota prides itself on providing exceptional value and savings to all of our customers. That's why with every new or used Toyota purchase, you become a Sparks preferred customer. Sparks preferred customers receive 2 years of complimentary service, Toyota Care, a full tank of gas, complimentary shuttle service, and more. Plus, try before you buy. Sparks offers Toyota rental cars. Find your new Toyota now at SparksToyota.com. Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
The savings are happening right now at Macy's Super Weekend Sale. Get 50 to 75% savings store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Save on separates and sportswear for her, now 25% off. Handbags, hats, and more, 25 to 40% off. Men's suits, 50 to 60% off. And Samsonite luggage, 50% off. Right now at Macy's Super Weekend Sale. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
HTC is here to change the meaning of the next best thing. Don't you hate it when you stand in line at the ice cream shop for ages, but then the person in front of you orders the last scoop of your favorite flavor? So you just end up with the next best thing, a scoop of sugar-free vanilla drizzled with disappointment on top. At HTC, the next best thing is actually the greatest thing. We're talking AT&T Next. With Next, you can get a new smartphone for $0 down. And for a limited time, get up to $650 in credits per line when you switch to HTC. It's like getting two scoops of your favorite flavor of ice cream with 650 cherries on top. So what are you waiting for? Enjoy the latest smartphones for $0 down with AT&T Next. And for a limited time, get up to $650 in credits per line when you switch to HTC. Call 843-369-8962 for details. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. HTC is an AT&T authorized retailer.
HTC, this is life. Connect with it.
We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites.
And we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal when you go to Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com.
Hi, this is Craig Delariva, market manager for this radio station, and I'm proud to announce that radio continues to drive results for my advertisers and is reported to still reach 93% of the public each week. And now Cumulus Media has cracked the code on how to also effectively help local business owners navigate the digital world. So if you operate a business, next time you see your local Cumulus Media sales marketing rep, ask them about our single login, single password digital dashboard that lets you manage multiple social media sites, monitor your business's online reputation, power boost your internet search directory listings, even execute hyperlocal mobile phone campaigns, and much more. Call me, Craig Delariva, at 843-656-1605. That's 843-656-1605. Log in and jump on and get into the digital world with me today. Radio and digital is a perfect combination for you.
Well, now take down your fishing pole. Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fishheads, we are back.
Coming to you live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Wow. I know. I'm amazed.
He's doing it great.
Like a duck to water, man. He's awesome.
Great job.
Thank you.
Great
you're
job.
You're doing great. And, you know, it's pretty cool that you guys, you know, it took two of you to fill the shoes of one Captain E. But you guys have done it successfully.
Well, that's because between the both of us, we don't have half the energy he's got.
No.
No.
And the gift of gab?
No.
Well, I don't know, Mike.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far. But,
you know, Tony here is a man of few words.
Right.
But when Tony speaks, you listen.
Right. Because it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say? It makes sense?
Yeah. But, you know, two people to replace. Well, I wonder how many it would take to replace me if I have to, you know, miss a show for some reason.
Oh, three or four.
Three or four, you think?
Yeah.
Think I have him standing in line.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'll tell you what, next time when I have to, if I have to miss, we'll get Jerry here. I know Jerry's been chomping at the bit to be a co-host, to be a special guest co-host. Yeah, you did, man. I was trying that day. I was trying. At the boat show?
Yeah, yeah.
When Cap D had the crud.
Oh,
he
yeah.
had a bad case of the crud.
He was sick as a dog.
he was.
Terrible.
We got to recap a few things here for all the fish heads out there, for all our lovely listeners. First thing first, the Marshalls Marine Spring Fling next week, folks, the 18th. It's going to start at 9 and go to 1.
Rusty Hooks is cooking for everybody.
So it's free. Free seminar.
Free seminar, but we have to know if you're wanting to attend so we know exactly about how much fish to bring. And
yeah, you can call Captain E. You know, he put his phone number down here, but he guards his phone number so tight.
Right.
If I was to read that phone number right now, he'd probably, I'd never hear the end of it.
It wouldn't matter. He's not going to answer it.
That's true. He never answers.
He'll text
but
you, but he won't answer the phone.
I get calls all the time. Well, hey, what's Captain E's number? Yeah. I'll get right back to you on that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we got 1 minute. So we got that next week, folks. Our anniversary show, we're going to be broadcasting live from Marshalls Marine in Georgetown. The Georgetown location, don't miss that. We got the CCA Welcome All Chapter Banquet the 24th at Sunnyside Plantation. I want to thank everybody who was involved in the show today. Thank you guys. On behalf of Remy the Producer, Mike Brady, Tony the Bassmaster Carter, Jerry Condenzio, Captain Crumb himself, I'm Kenny Moore, and this has been the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
You've been listening to Southern Anglers Radio, sponsored by Reelin' Outdoors Media.
Your sports leader from Little River to Loras, Conway to Carolina Forest. We are WSCA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Cumulus Broadcasting Sports Radio, 100.3 The Team.